Hello, and welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro and Associates. Get ready for another action-packed episode from our team that will help you save time, taxes, and keep more money in your pocket.
Hello, and welcome back. I am your host, Mike Jezershak. I am a CPA and founder over at Jetro, which is an innovative accounting firm servicing small business owners across the country. Now, today we're going to be talking about accountable plans, which is basically just a fancy way of saying expense reimbursements. And I decided to talk about this topic today because it plays in very well to a lot of the other things that we're talking about. For example, last week we talked about the home office deduction for S corporations. That reimbursement is done through an accountable plan. And so that is why I wanted to bring this on, mainly as a topic that we're talking about, because it really is something that can be used for and relative to every single business owner. So just some background information on accountable plan. Basically, you know, you have to ask yourself a couple questions. Do you reimburse yourself for business expenses that you put on your personal accounts or that you pay with cash, or maybe you reimburse employees? You know, in most cases, we always tell our clients to use your business accounts for business-related expenses. But there's always going to be moments when you have to use cash or your personal accounts to pay for something, and you maybe want the business to reimburse you. Or you might have a situation where it's an item that is not 100% business, but just a portion. So let's say it was you're paying for a cell phone bill. 50% of it's personal, 50% is business. Well, you can pay for that personally and have your business reimburse you for the business portion. So, and same thing with employees. If you have employees, this applies to reimbursing them as well. And it's important to keep specific records for, you know, when these types of occurrences occur so that these reimbursements can be considered tax-free. So, what is an accountable plan? An accountable plan is a reimbursement policy and expense reporting system that allows owners and their employees to turn in expense reports to the business for reimbursement. And you're doing that in a way that keeps those amounts from being counted as taxable income. And that's the key thing. When you do this reimbursement, you want to make sure that it's being done correctly through an accountable plan so that that reimbursement is not taxable income to you or your employees. And so that's why it's important to have this accountable plan set up. So you might be saying, okay, that's great. What is an accountable plan? Yeah, I know what it is, the purpose of it, the purpose it serves, but how do I set one up? And there's three kind of main steps to setting up an accountable plan. The first one you want to do is review, you know, some of last year's figures in each business-related expense category and decide what type of expenses will be covered, and then adopt a written reimbursement policy that identifies them. And this will be kind of your sample accountable plan document. Now, you know, there's three kind of, or four main requirements that the IRS does in an accountable plan. And it's important to note that this accountable plan doesn't have to be written, but we always encourage it to be written because it's just going to help substantiate that in the past. Or if you have to look back at it, you know, due to an IRS audit or something of that sort. But there's four major requirements when you're talking about an accountable plan and reimbursing to make sure that that's not taxable income. First, there has to be a business connection. So the expense must be a deductible business expense that arises in the normal course of business. So this is very important. You can't reimburse an employee for a non-business expense or it will be considered taxable income to them. Substantiation. Employees, which you as an S-Corp owner would also be considered employees, must submit to the employer, the company, all elements of proof that tax law requires for that particular expense. So have receipts, it's just as you would otherwise. You can't just say, oh, I went and spent $1,000 on advertising and get a reimbursement for that. You have to have substantiation, just as you would any other normal business expense. There can be no excess payment. So the employee must return any excess advances or reimbursements within a reasonable time. If you don't return that, the IRS will tax that excess payment as wages. So, you know, advances can be given to provide for anticipated expenses. So let's say you have an employee that's going on travel for your work, and you want to reimburse them or set up a reimbursement advance of, say, $2,000 to cover hotel and travel. You can pay that $2,000 to them as an advance, but then they have to provide all that substantiation and support to back it up, and they have to return any unused portion. If they don't return that unused portion within a reasonable amount of time, then that would still be considered, that unused amount would be considered income to them. And then timeliness. Reimbursements and the support behind the reimbursement must be timely. So you can't just reimburse someone for something in December that happened in January. You want to do it on a more regular basis. So, you know, once you establish the plan, you must do what the plan says. And that's why we always say, build out a sample document. Have an accountable plan on paper, because one, that's going to tell you everything about this plan, everything about the accountable plan, what you're reimbursing, what you're not, how quickly you're going to reimburse them. And that's going to all put it into the correct parameters and what the IRS wants. Now, again, it's not required, but we recommend it, because if you do get audited, you want to have an accountable plan with the supporting substantiation and everything else to support that, to show to the IRS, yes, this is an accountable plan and not reimbursable business expenses. So when you're thinking about an accountable plan, setting up an accountable plan, there's a couple different things. Again, find out which items you're going to include in your accountable plan. What are you going to be reimbursing for? And then make sure that there's a business purpose to those items. You have supporting documentation. Any advances are paid back, and it's done on a timely basis. And what I would also, you know, number two item of when you're setting one of these up, create an expense report template. So, you know, when owners and employees incur a reimbursable expense, make them fill out and submit this report detailing each expense, including the purpose and the amount. The business will then reimburse these expenses from a business bank account to yourself or the employee as detailed in that expense report. So in other words, the business must actually pay out the reimbursement amount. So set up the plan, create an expense report template. That's going to help create that substantiation, document the amounts, and have a clear picture of what's being reimbursed. And then again, third, at least quarterly, your approved and reimbursed expense reports should be sent to the accountant so that they can make that reimbursement out to you. Keep all original receipts and substantiation in your records, you as the employee and you as the owner as well. And so, you know, that's really all that it comes down to when it comes to the accountable plan. If you want a sample accountable plan, just to get an idea of what this might look like, let me know and I can send you a copy of that. Or if you're looking for a sample reimbursement sheet, you know, that Excel document that you're going to submit that reimbursement request on, let me know. I can send you over some contact or some sample documents that you can then customize to your needs. So again, an accountable plan is extremely important to have. This is where a lot of things go. You know, this can be anything from items that you're paying personally that should have been on the business, but you just didn't have a card or check or whatever the case might be. More often, especially for business owners, this comes for a lot of things that are 50, you know, not 100% business that you're paying personally. Home office deduction, automobile reimbursement, things like that are things that are not 100% business expenses. So you don't want to run it through the business bank account, but you still want to get that expense for it. Again, when you do a reimbursement, you have an expense on the business side. And then if you set up the accountable plan correctly, you don't pay income taxes on that reimbursement. So home office, this is great. This is a great way to get lower your income, lower your taxable income, and not have to pay any income taxes on that reimbursement. But again, it's important that you set this up correctly. And again, business connection. The business, the expense, whatever you're reimbursing, has to be an actual legitimate deductible business expense that arises in the normal course of business. Basically, if it would be an allowed business expense in your normal business, then it can be reimbursed as well. Provide substantiation. Keep proof of that reimbursement and what's making it up. Don't just let employees provide reimbursement expense reports with no proof or any substantiation behind that. You're going to want that substantiation in the event of an IRS audit. They're going to request it just as they would request receipts for other items. If you have any excess payments, so you make a payment that's you give an advance or something like that, make sure you return, you or your employees return any unused amount, and then timeliness. Do everything timely. You know, do it once a month, this expense reimbursement. Do it once a quarter. But just have a regular schedule that you have it on. I also recommend having a written accountable plan. That written plan will help substantiate your reimbursements as well. If you want a copy to a sample plan or a copy to a reimbursement Excel sheet or something like that, let me know, and I can send that over to you guys as a good starting point to creating your own. So I hope this was helpful. Again, it's important to make sure you have this accountable plan. You don't want to be considered some of these reimbursements as taxable income. Use an accountable plan, set it up correctly so you can take advantage of these deductions. Again, you want to be able to take advantage of these things. Don't miss the home office deduction. Don't miss taking things that you paid personally that are partial business just because you don't want to set up this plan or just because, you know, you don't want to go through the hassle. It's really not that hard. It's easy to set up, easy to implement. You pay yourself back. You pay no taxes, get the business deduction. So I hope this was helpful. And it was, you know, I really appreciate you coming on to another episode. And I will see you next week. Now, one last thing before I go. Don't forget to check out our podcast website at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. That's taxsavingspodcast.com. This is a great resource to go and check out our most recent episodes, as well as find extra items if you want to take what we discuss here and dive deeper. Again, also join our Facebook group where we share tons of value and you have the opportunity to bring situations you are faced with to the table, and we'll help you out in that Facebook group, and other business owners will support you as well. You can join by simply searching in Facebook for the Small Business Tax Secrets group. Again, it's a Facebook group called Small Business Tax Secrets, and there should be a group that pops up that you can join.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro & Associates. If you have any questions, feel free to email them, tax@jetrotax.com. We have packages for small business owners starting at just $75 a month. If you enjoyed our podcast, please take the time out to give us a 5-star review in iTunes or wherever you listen. This helps us to bring you useful tips to help you grow your small business. Thanks for listening and have a great day.